Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Mem Dalid. We left off in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We are holding about five lines before the lines get very wide. Tanya, Hay Rameir Omer. Rameir used to say, Manishtana Tcheles Mikol Minei Tzevonin. Why is Tcheles different than all other colors? Meaning, what's so special and unique about Tcheles? So the Gemara says, Rameir says, Mipnei Sha Tcheles Doma Liyam, the Yam Doma Lerikia, Verikia Lekisei Hakavod. Tcheles is similar in color to the ocean is similar in color to the sky, and the sky is similar in color to the Kisei Hakavod. Shremar V'tachas Raglav Kamasi Livnas Hasapir Ke'etzim Hashemayim L'Teher. Uksiv Kamara Evan Sapir Demus Kisei. So we see that the sapphire color is the color of the Kisei, HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the Tcheles is supposed to remind us of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's supposed to remind us of the Kisei HaKavod. I once heard a very nice vart where someone said, why do we have to go through all these intermediary steps that we have to go to the Yam and then to the Rukia? Just if I happen to know that the Kisei HaKavod is sapphire and the Kisei HaKavod has a similar color, so the Tcheles should remind me of the Kisei HaKavod, why does it have to go through those different steps? So someone once said that if you think about the color of the yam, the blue of the ocean, if you were to take a cup and put it in the ocean and take out some water, you would not have blue water. You look at the water would be clear. Similarly, if you go up high in the sky, you go in a hot air balloon up in the sky and you put your hand in front of your face, you do not see blue between your hand and your face. It's only when you take a step back and you look at the grand picture of the entire thing that you are actually able to appreciate the color both by the ocean and by the sky. And in that way, that perhaps reflects on the mitzvos which the tzitzis are supposed to represent and the Kisei HaKavod in general, that if a person tries to look at Torah in piecemeal, he tries to look at this mitzvah, that mitzvah, I don't see the beauty in that mitzvah, I don't see the value in that mitzvah, I don't appreciate why that means something. So sometimes it's very hard to appreciate when you're looking at piece by piece, but you look at the grand picture of a Jewish way of life, the grand picture of a life of Torah mitzvos, and then you see the majesty of it, you see the beauty of it. Tanya Vaiter in the Gemara, Hayra Meir Omer, Gadol Oncho Shalavan, Yosem Oncho Shotcheles. Someone who neglects to wear even Lavan strings is going to suffer greater punishment than someone who neglects Tcheles. Mashal Ma'adav Adome. What's the Mashal? L'melech Basav Adom, Shamal L'shnei Avadav. It's like a king who says to his two servants, L'echad Amar Avei Lichosom Shotit. One of them, he says, go bring me a signet of tit, of cement. L'echad Amar Avei Lichosom Shalzav. And the other one, he gives a much more difficult task. He says, I want a signet of gold. U'pashu Shneim V'lo Aviyu. And neither of them fulfill the task. Neither of them are able to bring it. Say, Eze Mehenot Shemaruba. Who do you think the king is going to be more angry at? Clearly the one who he was told to bring the Chosum Shaltit and couldn't even do that, because the Chosum Shalzav, you could imagine, is going to be much more difficult to obtain, so the king is not going to be upset when the servant fails to bring it. But that which is so easy to obtain and the king asked you to do it, so certainly he would have the expectation that his request would be fulfilled. And therefore we have a similar idea with the Tcheles and the Lavan. Lavan is extremely easy to find. Tcheles is more challenging, is more difficult. So a person doesn't even do Lavan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets very upset. Tcheles, okay, it's difficult. Tanya, Hayra Meir Omer, Chayev Adam Levarich Meir Brachos Bechol Yom. This doesn't really relate to the Tcheles, but once we're going through things that we, memras or brisas that begin with Hayu Rabbi Meir Omer, that Rabbi Meir used to say, as if it was a common phrase of Rabbi Meir, so we mentioned this one as well. That Rabbi Meir used to say a person should make 100 brachos every single day. Shenemar, V'ata Yisrael Ma'ashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? So how do we learn from that pasuk that you're supposed to make 100 brachos? So Rashi says that Ma should be read, Al Tikri Ma Elameya, that Ma Hashem Elokecha Kari Be'meya, you should read it Meya Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. Not that it's asking a question, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? But Meya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoel Me'imach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks 100 brachos from you. So it's very difficult to say 100 brachos each and every day, particularly difficult on Shabbos and Yantif, when you don't have as many brachos in the Shemona Esrei. We normally have 19 brachos in Shemona Esrei. Shabbos and Yantif, you don't even come close. So Reb Chiya Breid Rav Avia B'Shabbat U'B'Yom Tovei Toruch U'Malilu B'Isparmaki U'Megadi. They used to fill the 100 brachos by smelling different spices and tasting all sorts of different foods throughout the day. They would try to make as many brachos as they could in that way, because there was no way they were going to be able to fulfill the 100 brachos just by simply going through their daily schedule, which on a weekday it's much easier. If you look at Tosos, Shaul Meimach, Tosos quotes four possibilities of how we know the chiyuv of 100 brachos. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, davin malei, v'yeshmeya osios bepasuk, that it should be read malei, Shaul Meimach, Shaul is malei, is spelled malei, and therefore there are 100 letters in the entire pasuk, so that's what we see corresponding to 100 brachos. V'yeshlomar, v'yesh mefarshim. Second possibility, Tosa says, Dima ole ba'adbash meya. The word ma is in adbash, the gematria of meya. Third possibility, Bekuntros Pirish, al tikri ma, ele meya, kolom shechayiv kuf brachos. Rashi said that it shouldn't be read ma, but rather meya. And fourth possibility, which is probably really going back on the first one, v'yesh mefarshim kedei lahashle meya ba'osioseha, v'chi karisa meya, hare kulan. That with the aleph in Maya, it's 100 letters. So well, not on the Shoel that's Male, but the Maya instead of Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, Maya Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. So it's not just that it's Maya meaning 100 like Rashi says, but that there are 100 letters in the pasuk with the word Maya. So is this a chiv d'oraisa or a chiv midrabanan to say 100 brachos every day? So from Rashi, it sounds like a drasha from the pasuk. Ma'ashem elokach shoyim machal tikri ma'al meya sounds like a real drasha. Some of these answers of Tosos, ad bash, typically does not yield a din d'oraisa. An at bash gematria, l'chora would only be an asmachta, would only be a din d'rabanan, a remez, something like that. Pashtus is, it can't be da'oraisa, because there aren't any brachos that are da'oraisa except for Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah. So it would require saying Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah 100 times a day. That's ridiculous. That's a brach shen tzricha, that's brachos levatala. So Pashtus is, it can't be 100 brachos mida'oraisa, a person's chayef to say. There aren't 100 brachos mida'oraisa at all. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah Shorash Aleph explicitly says that it's only a mitzvah d'rabanan. The Bahag counts saying 100 brachos as a mitzvah, as one of the Taryag mitzvos, but the Bahag also counts Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah as amongst the Taryag mitzvos, because the Bahag has different rules than the Rambam. The Bahag counts mitzvos Drabanan on his list of 613 mitzvos. So Pasha Pshat, it's only Yechiv Midrabanan. Fine. Are women obligated in this in saying 100 brachos each and every day? So the reasons to say that maybe they should be chayiv to say 100 brachos every day is that Maya Brachos B'chol Yom is not just during the daytime hours, it's throughout the entire day. So it's not a mitzvah shazman grama, it's not time-bound, you do it every single day throughout the entire life, so it's not at all time-bound. L'chora, why should they be pater? Women are pater from mitzvah shazman grama, they're not pater from mitzvah she'enazman grama. And even if you wanted to say it was man grama, it's a mitzvah midrabanan shazman grama, and there is a machlokas Rashi and Tosos Maseches Brachos, where the women are chayiv in mitzvah say midrabanan shazman graman brachos tav chaf and beis. Tosa says that women are pater even from mitzvah drabanan shazman grama. Rashi seems to assume mitzvah say midrabanan shazman grama women are chayavosin. Where's that chiyuv from? So the chayavosin, according to Rashi, the way the Maram Shik explains in the Sefer HaMitzvos, is because all mitzvahs drabanan are based on the isra of lo sasser, and women are chayavosin lo sases. So they're male, they're going to be chayiv mitzvah say midrabanan shazman grama. Also, there is a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lama Dalid, that says that even though one may have darshined that women are pater from mezuzah, since we learn that l'man yirbu yimechem, that mezuzah is gives you arichus yamim, and women also baichai, women also need a long life, so therefore they're included. If these Maya Brachos serve to protect, which according to the Medrash they do, they serve to protect the person. The Medrash records that David HaMelech was misaking these Maya Brachos because there was a plague and people were dying, 100 people were dying a day. So the Takana was meant to stop the plague. So if these serve to protect, maybe that's another Svara why women should be obligated in saying Maya Brachos each and every day. The Raya is that they're not obligated in saying Maya Brachos each and every day is because because the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Tzadi tries to figure out how we're mashlim the 100 brachos, how we actually fulfill this requirement. And the Shulchan Aruch says, well, we have our brachos on Talis and Tefillin, and the Shulchan Aruch tries to figure out what we do on Shabbos. But says Rav Vazner in Shevet Alevi Chelikei Simin Chav Gimel, Shulchan Aruch never mentions how women do it. Women don't have Talis Tefillin. There's so many brachos that we assume that men have that women don't have. So the assumption seems to be that women are pituros from the Mea Brachos. And that's what Rav Sturmbach writes in his Chuvus and Chedek Beis of Chuvus van Hagasim Kuf Chav Tes, that it must be considered like a mitzvah Shazman Grama, and therefore women are pituros from the mitzvah. Now, as a mitzvah drabanan, most mitzvahs require a birchas mitzvah. Even mitzvahs drabanan, the Gemara says in a couple of places in Shas, in Shabbos, and in Sukkah, that if a person, let's say, reads Megillah or lights Neh Hanukkah, you need a birchas mitzvah. Why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of saying 100 brachos each and every day? So the Rokeach in Simon Reish Pei Gimel points out that we just had a Gemara. It was on the second day of Yantif. We just had a Gemara Daf Mem Beis where the Gemara says that when do you make a bracha? When asiyasa is Gemara mitzvasa. When doing it is the Gemara mitzvah, meaning you do the mitzvah all in one shot. But if you're going to do a mitzvah, it's going to take in a long period of time. It's going to take you all day long to do. So when are you going to make the birchas mitzvah? Before the end, it's not of las yasa. Before the beginning, but you're not finishing up the mitzvah at that point. So practically, it's impossible to make the bracha. Another reason why we might not have a birchas mitzvah on the mitzvah of making mea brachos is what we've pointed out in the Haggadah shiur this year. The Nesivus writes in his commentary to the Haggadah, why do we not make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And he says the Yisod, that any time you do a mitzvah through the context of brachos, that the mitzvah itself is done through reciting brachos, you don't make a bracha on that mitzvah. For instance, we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Havdalah. We don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. Well, why not? These are real mitzvahs. No, but since Birchas Hamazon is itself a bracha, you don't make a bracha on a bracha. So the Nesivus says the same is true, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It comes with the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu, where Rav Salvechik used to say it over, is you're mekayim it within the context of brachos and dalet kosos, and brachos and matzen maror. So since you're mekayim it through brachos, you don't make a bracha on something that you're mekayim through brachos. So certainly, when it comes to mea brachos, you're not going to make a bracha on a mitzvah that itself is saying brachos. Yes, there are poskim that suggest that if you listen to in order to be mashlim at least on Shabbos, so listening to Chazaras Hashatz, to the brachos of the Aliyos LaTorah, that that's how we're mashlim the Mea brachos. First, yes, there are poskim that say that.
First of all, I get upset when we do a half shmonasra.
So right, Hechi Kedusha could kill you, right? If you're relying on that, yes. So on Shabbos we don't typically do a Hechi Kedusha anyway. Okay, so good. Three lines from the bottom. Tanya, Hayir Amei, Ramar Chayev Adam Mavarek, Shalosh Brachos, B'chol Yom, there are three brachos a person has to say every single day. Elu Hein, Sha'asani Yisrael, Shalo Asani Isha, and Shalo Asani Bor. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me a Jew, that he didn't make me a woman, and that he didn't make me a boor, he didn't make me an ignoramus. So Rif and the Rambam are gorgeous on the first one. Notice the first one is different than the others. Shosani Yisrael is in the positive, it's not in the negative. So the Rif and the Rambam are gorgeous that the bracha should be Shaloh Asani Goy, not Shosani Yisrael. The Bach asked the Kasha, why were they misaking these brachos B'lashon Shlila? Why are they misaking these brachos that he didn't make me this? Why don't we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we are, rather than for what we are not? That's the Bach in Simen Mem Vav. So the Bach says that some answer the question because it's efshar levarich that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me any of these things, because it's not that we're actually, there's nothing to be mevarich that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asani Yisrael, because there is a sugya Masechet Avodah Zarah where the Gemara discusses, is it noach lola adam shalo nivra or noach lola adam shenivra? Are we actually thankful to have been born? Is it better for a person to have been created or better for a person not to have been created? And the Gemara's maskana is noach lola adam shalo nivra. We would be better off not having been created, unless you're a tzaddik. If you're a tzaddik, then the Gemara says that, then Tosa says that it's better to have been created, but pashtus, better for a person not to have been created. So we're not going to make a bracha, shasani yisrael, it's actually not good for us. That's what some of the achronim talk about, whether it's worthwhile to celebrate a birthday. Is a birthday cause for celebrations? They want to say that maybe it's talui on that issue, on whether it's noach lo adam shenivra, noach lo adam shelo nivra. Is there something to celebrate? So is there something to make a bracha about? Ravacha bar Yaakov shamei lebrei, davakam avarit shalos anibor. Ravacha bar Yaakov heard his son saying the bracha shalos anibor. Amalei kulei hai nami. So he says, you make such a bracha that as Rashi points out, that you're praising yourself that you're not an amaretz. That's such a bracha that you're going to make. Or Rashi has another lashon that I understand. Ovid chavman isha, they're not chayiv in mitzvos, but a boor is chayiv in every mitzvah that you're chayiv in. So how could you make a brach on something like that? Isha, I understand she's peturos from certain mitzvos, and you're happy to be chayiv in those mitzvos. Samalei velamayim mevarik shalos ani aved. He said, what bracha do you want me to make? Shalos ani aved, hainu isha. That's the same bracha of shalos ani isha, because nev and isha are chayiv in the same amount of mitzvos. So if it's all based on mitzvos, then shalos ani eved, shalos ani isha, the same thing. Says Gemara, no, eved zil tfei. It's not the same thing, because a woman has kedushas Yisrael, and the eved is lower than a woman. Even though they're chayiv in the same amount of mitzvos, they're completely different things. An isha has kedushas Yisrael, and eved does not have kedushas Yisrael. They're not at all similar to each other. Tanu Rabbanu, we have a braisa. Chilazon zehu gufo domeliyam uvriyaso domeladag. A chilazon, its body is like the ocean, and its anatomy is like that of a fish. Va'ola echa, which is interesting, it's one of the questions people had on the people who discovered the Murex trunculus as chilazon, the ability to dye the Murex trunculus, is that isn't the chilazon supposed to be a fish? Well, if it's supposed to be a fish, why would it say uvriyaso domeladag? Domel the dog means that it's similar to that of a fish. If it's a fish, then it's very likely that it's a snail that in some way, anatomically, is in some way similar to a fish. So that's it's actually one of the rayas that it's got to be some sort of snail rather than an actual fish. Va'ola echad l'shivim shana. And also the gufa domel yam, right? It's when it's in the ocean that it's gufa domel yam. It could be that when it's out of the ocean, it doesn't look like the yam, but in the ocean it looks like the yam. It could have different colors in different places. So anyway, va'ola echad l'shivim shana. It comes out once every 70 years. That's also one of the kashas that they ask. Wait a second, you're trying to explain. Doesn't come up once every 70 years. It's not the most commonly found snail, but it doesn't come once every 70 years. They point out that that's the way Chazal speak in Agadat Gemaras very often, that 70 is one of the numbers that Chazal use when they exaggerate. It just means that it's a very rare find, that there's no creature that comes once every 70 years. It's not like a comet or something. So, ubedamo tsovin tcheles, and with its blood, we color the tcheles, lefichach dam of yikarim, and that's why it's very expensive. Obvious play on words over there, right? Because that's another kasha. It's not really the blood. It's sort of a gland that has this dye in it. So the Gemara is likely just trying to associate damo damav. But anyway, Tanya, Amar Minasan, Eilichal kol mitzvah kala sheksuva b'torah. There's no easy mitzvah in the Torah she'in matan schar b'olam hazeh that you don't get schar for in olam hazeh. Uli olam haba in yodei kamen. When it comes to how much schar you get in olam haba, we don't even know how much schar you're going to get in olam haba. Come and learn from the mitzvah of tzitzis, which apparently is a mitzvah kala. What does a mitzvah kala mean? Why is a mitzvah of tzitzis a mitzvah kala, an easy mitzvah, a light mitzvah? So Rashi says, tzitzis mitzvah kala asei bialma. It means it's not a los asei, you're not chayv misa, you're not chayv malkus or anything. It's just a mitzvah asei. That's what makes it a mitzvah kala. Now, in other contexts, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Umos HaOlam, Be'achris HaYamim, mitzvah kala yeshli, I have one mitzvah kala that I want you to do, and sukkah shema, I want you to make a sukkah, and then he takes out Chama min Artika, and over there, Rashi, the Gemara, I think, even says, maybe the Rishonim, but I think even the Gemara says that what makes Sukkah mitzvah kala, that it doesn't cost very much. So mitzvah kala typically means something that doesn't cost very much. So why doesn't Rashi say that over here? Because the Gemara just got through saying that it does cost very much, that tchelis is expensive. So that's why mitzvah kala over here must mean something other than what it normally means. The Rashash in Chulin asks this kasha, how the Gemara could call it a mitzvah kala, after all, it is expensive. So that's obviously what Rashi is coming to address. Other answers, the Sfasema suggests that maybe when the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah kala, it doesn't mean getting the tchelis, it means histaklus patzitzis, looking at the tzitzis. Each and every day, once you have it, to look at it doesn't cost anything. It costs you a second of time just to look at the tzitzis. Also, you can look at it different short-term and long-term. Like someone says, I'm not going to spend $100 on a pair of tchelis, it's so expensive. If you get Rashi, Tosfos, whatever, with a talis string, so it could be expensive, $100. So you can say, I'm not going to spend it. That's a lot of money. But it's a lot of money if you think of it from today's expense. But if you have that pair of tzitzis for the next 5 years, so how much is it a day? It's a mitzvah kala. It happens to actually be very inexpensive over the course of time. So anyway, tzeil lemad mi mitzvah tzitzis. Come and learn from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Meis about the mechot shay yuzar bi mitzvah tzitzis. There was a certain guy who was very careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shomer shay yuzar bi krokayam. Shem tells dal meil zuvim b'schara. And he heard about a certain zona that would get 400 zuzes for schar. She was a very sought after zona. Shigila arba meil zuvim. So he sent her 400 gold coins. The kavala zman, and he made an appointment with her. Kishi giz man ubav yashav al Pesach, and when his appointment came, he went to her house and he stood by the doorway. So her shivcha said to her, so she was a wealthy zona, she had a shivcha. The shivcha came and said to her, the guy that hired you, the guy that sent the 400 zuz, he's at your door, he's at the Pesach. Amra he, so she said, yikanes. So she said, let him come in. Nichnas, he came into the house. And she had 7 beds prepared for him, 6 of silver, 1 of gold, and in between each bed there was a silver ladder. Velyona shalzav, in the top bed was gold. Also, v'yashal gabi elyonik shiaruma, she sat unclothed on the top bed. Va'afhu alolei shevarim kenegda, and he also went up to sit unclothed with her on the top bed. Bo dalit tzitzios v'tafchulo alpanav, and his 4 tzitzis came and smacked him in the face. Nishmat v'yashav lo gabi karka, so he was a little dejected and he went back to sit on the ground. Va'afhi nishmat v'yashav lo gabi karka, so she chased him. She went back down on the ground also to sit with him on the ground. Amr lo gapashal romi she'eni manichaska achatomli mamumra isabi. So she thought maybe her business was going to go down the tube. She thought maybe she was getting old or something. She lost a step. So she said, by the gapashal romi, by the governor of Rome, I want you to tell me what mum did you see? What do I need? What kind of plastic surgery am I going to need? So Amr lo. So he said to her, havodash lo risi isha yafa kamoseich. Now I promise I've never seen a woman so beautiful like you. Ela mitzvah achas sivanu Hashem. Rosh Baruch Hu gave us 1 mitzvah, it's called tzitzis. Uksivba, and it says in the pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, shtei pa'amim. It says Ani Hashem Elokeichem twice in the context of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ani Yehu sha'asad lipara, v'ani Yehu sha'asad l'shalim schar. That I am the same Hashem who's going to pay you back for averos that you do, and I'm going to give you the reward for the mitzvahs that you do. All in the context of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Achshav nidmo like a dalet edim, and now the tzitzis have served as 4 witnesses against me for the avera that I was about to commit. So amar lo, eni manichach ad shetomali mashimcha, mashem yircha, mashem rabcha. So typically the zona business, I guess, was anonymous when you would go to the zona. So she said to him, okay, now I need to know some details. I need to know your name. I need to know where you're from. I need to know the name of your rebbe, mashem midrashka. I need to know the name of the yeshiva that shatalomid bo, the Torah that you learned Torah in. So kasav nasim biyada. So he wrote down all the information and he gave her the piece of paper with all the information. Amda v'chilka kol nechseha, she immediately divided up her nechasim, her wealth. Shlish l'malchus, she gave 1/3 to the malchus. Why would she give 1/3 to the malchus? Rashi says she anichena l'izgayer, so that they should allow her to convert, because she couldn't convert just without bribing somebody. V'shlish l'aniyim, She gave one third to the poor, Vishlish Natal Biyada, and one third she took as her own savings. Chutz Me Olsen Matzaus, and she didn't do this with those sheets and those mattresses that were made out of silver and gold. That she didn't divide into three. That, Rashi says, Lo Machra Viviyasan, that she brought with her. And that was the Matzan Schar and Olam Hazeh, that's going to be the end of the story over here. So, Basel Beis Midrash Shor Bechia, she went to the Beis Midrash of Rabbi Chia. So she said, Rebbe, do me a favor, tell the rabbis, get the Beis Din together, I want you to make me a Giyores. Maybe you're after one of the Talmidim, you want to marry one of the Talmidim, and that's why you're converting, you're not converting really L'Shem Shemayim. So she took out the piece of paper that she was given, and she gave it to him, and she obviously told him the whole story. So he said to her, L'chi z'chi b'mechech, that you can go and take that guy as your husband, meaning you were so impressed with him, you were so impressed with the miracle that happened for him, go and take him as your husband. Also, Matzosh Hitzielo Beisur, Hitzielo Beheter, and those same sheets, those same mattresses that she had prepared for him, Beisur, she had now prepared for him Beheter, Zem Matan Schar Bal Mazeh, that is the Matan Schar Nol Mazeh, Liol Maba in Yodea Kama. And for Maba, we don't even know how much the Matan Schar of Tzitzis is, but Nol Mazeh, it got this guy, this beautiful wife who prepared these amazing sheets of and mattresses of gold and silver for him, each and every day. That was all because of the mitzvah of tzitzis that he was zahir in. So even though he obviously was not the most religious man in the world, he was someone who frequented a zona, but since he was careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis protected him. Now there is a Gemara Maseches Yevamah Stav Chav Dalet Amud Beis where the Gemara says that you're not allowed to be mekabel ger when there's a chashash that the person is not being megayer l'shem shemayim. For instance, the person is being megayer just to get married. You're not allowed to be mekabel such a ger. So Tosus over there Maseches Yevamos and Daf Chavdal and Beis asked the Kasha, what do you mean? This story with Rabbi Chia, he was mekabel the Giyores, even though clearly she was after that Talmud. Rabbi Chia said, go take that guy, go marry him, go after him. So apparently he allowed the Giyores in such a circumstance to be Megayer just to marry this guy. So Tosa says, no, that since he saw that she was going to be Megayer anyway, she was Megayer L'Shem Shemayim anyway, so then there's no Isser to marry a guy that she happened to have met before, as long as he was convinced, he was 100% convinced that she was actually doing the L'Shem Shemayim. The problem is that it's very hard to read somebody's mind and to know when they're really doing the L'Shem Shemayim and they just happen to marry the guy afterwards, when they're doing it for the sake of marriage. But in this situation, he allowed the marriage because he was convinced that she was actually doing it 100% L'Shem Shemayim. Amar Rav Yehuda, Talis she'ula kol shoshim yom p'tur min ha-tzitzis. A borrowed talis for the first 30 days is put from tzitzis mikan ve'lechayeves. After 30 days, a borrowed talis becomes chayev in tzitzis. This is a major issue. If you borrow somebody's talis, can you make a bracha? If it's pata from tzitzis, I'm not borrowing it for 30 days. I come into shul, I don't have a talis, I borrow somebody's talis. So am I allowed to make a bracha on such a talis? What about the tzibur's talis? So tzibur's talis is much more complicated issues. Question whether the assumption is that they're giving it to you as a matana al manas lahachzir. Maybe if you're a member of the shul, you're also a part owner of that talis. But certainly if you borrow a talis, it seems to be a major issue. So Tosos and the Rush in Maseches Chulin on Daf Kuf Yud point out that if a person wants to wear a talis she'ula, that they should not make a bracha. And Tosos and the Rush say, well, wait a second. Women, when they do mitzvah shazman gram that they're pater from, we pass like Rabbeinu Tam that they do make a bracha. A woman makes a bracha on sukkah, a woman makes a bracha on lulav, even though a woman is pater from those mitzvahs. So why would I borrow a talis? Granted, I'm pater. It's pater from tzitzis. But I'm going to do tzitzis anyway, so I'm going to do the mitzvah. So it's an ena mitzvah yosa. Why can't I make a bracha on such a mitzvah? So they say that, no, there's a big difference. By women, for mitzvah shazman grama, it is a mitzvah for somebody. That is a mitzvah that men are obligated in. So for women, they can make a bracha. But a tala she'ula, it's not a mitzvah for anybody. No one makes a bracha on a tala she'ula, and therefore you wouldn't even be permitted to make a bracha. However, the Rush writes that the whole p'tur of a tala she'ula is only only when you borrow a talis she'enu mitzuyetzes. You borrow a four-cornered garment that does not yet have tzitzis on it, there's no chiyuv to put tzitzis on, you wouldn't then put tzitzis on. But if it already has tzitzis, so it's megala that it was made for the sake of the mitzvah, and therefore mistama, it's given to you in a way, this is the Russian chulin writes, mistama, it's given to you in a way where you would be chayiv. So you can assume that it's not really being loaned to you. If it has the tzitzis on it, and clearly it's being given for the reason to fulfill the mitzvah, you can assume it's being given to you as a matana al menas lahachzir, and not really as a loan to the person. That's how the Rush writes in Maseches Chulin. Tani Nami Yachu, you have a similar brisa. Hadar b'puntuki b'Eretz Yisrael. If a person lives in an inn in Eretz Yisrael, v'sochar bayis b'chutz la'aretz, and if a person rents a house in chutz la'aretz, kol shlosh miyom patur min mezuzah. The first 30 days that you rent a house in chutz la'aretz, you're patur from mezuzah. Mikan ve'lechayiv. After 30 days, you're chayiv. Now a lot of people don't know this halach. A lot of people think that when you buy a house, you have a 30 day buffer zone where you don't have to put up mezuzah. That is not the halacha. When you buy a house, absolutely requires a mezuzah immediately. It's when you rent a house in Chutz La'aretz. If you're renting a house and it's not in Eretz Yisrael, that's when you have the 30 days to put up the mezuzah. Aval socher bayis peretz Yisrael, also mezuzah, the altar mishum yishuv deretz Yisrael. But if you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, then you need to put up a mezuzah right away. There is no 30-day time period that you have. Renting a house in Eretz Yisrael, you have to put up right away because of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean, because of yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So says Rashi, de'la'achar shakava shuvein onot l'misham, because once you put up a mezuzah in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to be able to take it down from there. Afiliyotzim menu, even if you leave the house, kedam perakashol b'mitzia, hilkach bekosh yetzim menu mene tarech mezuza acheres. Afiliyotzim menu yiskarena acher mehera kishim etzena mezumenes b'mezuza v'nimtzi Eretz Yisrael miyushaves. You're not going to want to leave that house too quickly, because then you're going to have to buy new mezuzas. That's what Rashi says. So therefore, it's going to cause you to want to stay there for a longer period of time. So the Beis Halevi says, so wait a second, let's say you rent a house from a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, where the halacha is, if you rent from a non-Jew, when you leave, you're supposed to take the mezuzahs with you. It's only if you're renting from a Jew that you're not allowed to take the mezuzahs with you, because you couldn't assume the Jew is not going to mistreat the mezuzahs. So he says, l'chara, then you should still have the 30-day period in Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, the Shach writes on Shulchan Aruch that if you sochar bayis me'av l'chavim, you're chayiv in mezuzah. And the Shach says, even in chutz la'aretz lachash shloshim yom in Eretz Yisrael miyad, even if you rent from a goy, you're chayiv in mezuzah miyad in Eretz Yisrael. So this is the Beis Halevi in the end of a Sefer on Chumash, wonders about that Shach. L'chara, according to Rashi, if you rent from a goy in Eretz Yisrael, you should be chayiv in mezuzah only after 30 days, not miyad. So the Beis Halevi points out beautifully that the Rambam writes that a person rents a house in Eretz Yisrael, yechayiv mezuzah miyad. He never mentions a word about yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why does he leave out the reason if the reason has a nafkamina? So the Beis Halevi says that the Rambam must have understood the Gemara a little bit differently. He must have understood that the first 30 days you put from mezuzah, because until 30 days it's not yet a diras keva. Because at any moment you may decide that you don't like the place where you're staying and you may leave. Once you're there 30 days, obviously you're happy enough to stay there. So therefore, he says, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayiv immediately, because there's a mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael means that mistami, you love it right away, because there's a mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So that, l'chara, doesn't make a difference if you're renting from a guy, you're renting from a Jew. The mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael happens immediately. And that's why the Rambam doesn't mention that it's because of yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because there's no nafkamina lahalacha, what the reason is because of, and that's why the Shach says that even when you rent from a guy, a person is chayiv mezuzah. Beis Halevi in that same section of the Beis Halevi al Torah also raises a suffix. He says, what if you rent a house, you sign a 1-year lease in Chutz La'aretz, but you've only been living there, you haven't yet been living there for 30 days. Do you still get the 30-day leeway? Or do we assume no, if you haven't yet decided so how long you're going to be there? So for the first 30 days, you get a buffer, you get a pass. But if you know you signed a 1-year lease, you're going to be there for a long time, so then maybe once you agree from the outset to be more than 30 days, so he raises that suffix, whether you chayiv mezuzah right away or not. Okay, Tefillah Shel Yad Einu Me'akevah Shel Rosh, the Mishnah said that Tefillah Shel Yad Einu Shel Rosh Loshna Makev each other. Amrav Chista Loshna Loshiyishlo Avalein Lo Makev. That's only if you have both. But if you only have one of them, then you can't put on one without the other. So Amrulo, they said to Rav Chista, Amarti, you said such a thing? Amrulahu Lo. He said, not really. Elamandalasle Tre Mitzvah Chada Mitzvah Nami Lo Lavin. Because it doesn't really make any sense. If you don't have two mitzvahs, what? You're not going to do one of them. When you only have a Shalyad, why should you not put at least that on? So Meikar Maisavra, what was the Havamina to think otherwise? Gzerah Shem Yivshad. The Havamina was that if a person doesn't have both, we're afraid he might be negligent and might not go try and get himself a tefillin shel yada and shel rosh. So therefore we made a knas that he can't do anything until he has both. That was the havamina. Amrav Sheshes, kol sheinu maniach tefillin over b'shmona asei. Someone who fails to put on tefillin is in violation of 8 mitzvos asei. 4 parshios, 2 mitzvos. Right? The k'shartem and v'hayul totafos. So that's how Rashi understands. V'kol she'evil tzitzis b'big, though a person doesn't have tzitzis, over b'chamish asays, in violation of 5 asays. V'kol kohen she'enol l'duchen over b'gimel asay. Any kohen who doesn't go to duchen is in violation of 3 asays. The assumption is, Tos points out, when they call you up to duchen, and you don't go up to duchen, if you happen to not be there, then you're not in violation of 3 asays. That's why kohanim who are unable to duchen, they have problems with their hands or whatever else, they leave the room and they're being called up, so they wouldn't be in violation of these asays. Kol she'en lo mezuzah pischo over b'shnei asay. Anyone who doesn't have mezuzah is in violation of 2 asays. Uksaftem uksaftem. Vamrei shlakish. Kol ha'miniach tefillin marach yam. Anyone who wears tefillin is going to have a rikus yam. Shemar Hashem aleihem yichyu l'chol ba'en chayi ruchi v'tachlimeni v'hachiyeni. So you see that Hashem aleihem, when you wear the Shem Hashem on you with the tefillin, so then v'hachiyeni, then you're going to have chiyus, a person's going to live long. So now we go back to Maseches Minachos, back to issues relating to Karban Mincha. Hasolos, so there is such a thing called the Minchas Nesachim, where you bring flour, oil, and wine, either together with an animal Karban, or Stam, your Menadiv Minchas Nesachim on its own. Hasolos v'ashemenein ma'akvin, asayayin v'lo yayin ma'akvin, the ma'akvan. The solos and the shemen, the flour and the oil are not ma'akiv, the yayin is not ma'akiv them. Hamatan shalom zrech achiton in ma'akvuzu azu. And the various matnos dam that you do on the outside Mizbeach are not makiv each other. Tan Rabbanan, Uminchasim Niskeim, Havei Mincha, Vachaka Havei Nesachim. Tanakama says, from the fact that it says Mincha and then Nesachim, you see that right after the Mincha, that's when you bring the Nesachim. Rabbi Omar, Zevach Unesachim. The Pasuk says Zevach and then Nesachim. So Havei Zevach Vachaka Havei Nesachim. That you bring the Nesachim right after the Zevach, before the Mincha. Aye, so for Rabbi Nami Yaksiv Minchasim Niskeim, what's Rabbi going to do with the pasuk Minchasim Niskeim, which implies that the Nesachim only come after the Mincha? Homi Bailil Minchasim Niskeim Balaila, Minchasim Niskeim Afil Lamachar. He's going to use that pasuk to teach me not that you bring the Nesachim right after the Karban Mincha. No, you bring the Nesachim after the Zevach. But that pasuk teaches me that the Nesachim are even allowed to be brought. The Mincha and the Nesachim are even allowed to be brought at night. And they're even allowed to be brought, l'machar, they're even allowed to be brought the next day. Provided they didn't have kiddush b'kli shareis, on that day, you can delay them until the next day. V'rabbana nami haksiv zevach nesachim. What are the rabbana going to do with the pasuk of zevach nesachim, which implies that the nesachim are brought right after the zevach, not after the mincha, but right after the zevach? So mi bayleil chdziiri. So they use that pasuk to teach me ziiri's din. To amr ziiri ein nesachim miskadshin ela b'shchitas hazevach. That the nesachim only become kadosh at the shchitas hazevach. Meaning you set aside the nesachim. When do they have kedusha? When you shecht the karban. That's zevach unesachim. When do the nesachim become nesachim? With the zevach. But when are they actually brought? Only after the mincha. I've Rabbi Nami Mibaylel Chad Ziri. Doesn't Rabbi need to learn Ziri's din from somewhere? If he's already using Zevach and Nesachim, teach me that the Nesachim are brought right after the Zevach, so where's he going to know Ziri's din? That it's the Shechitas HaZevach, that's Mekadesh the Nesachim. V'Rabbanan Nami, Mibaylel Minchasam V'Niskehem Balayla, U'Minchasam V'Niskehem Afil L'Machar. And where are the Rabbanan going to know the din? That the Mincha and the Nesachim can be brought at night and can be brought the next day, if they're already using the Pasuk of Minchasim Niskeim to teach me that the Nesachim are only brought after the Mincha and not after the Zevach. So both Rebbe and the Rabbanan have trouble over here. Elahainu Taimayad Rabbanan. No, the reason for the Rabbanan is as follows. Tichsiv Ola Umincha. It says Ola Umincha. So that's where the Rabbanan learn that you bring the mincha and then you bring the nesachim, because the ola comes first and then right away the mincha, the nesachim only comes later. And therefore the pasukum in chasam and iskeim is still open to teach me lemachar and belayla. V'Rebbe nami yaksiv ola mincha. What does Rebbe do with the pasukum for ola mincha? Ella bibayim im hazevach to kuli amal opligi to mincha v'achach nesachim. So it must be that when the mincha nesachim comes together with the zevach, everyone would agree that you bring the mincha first and then you bring the nesachim. Taksiv ola umincha, because it says ola umincha. So we see that the mincha has to come right after the ola, which means the nesachim are not going to be brought until after the mincha. Ki pligi, where is the whole machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan? Bibayim bifnei atzman. It's only if the minchas nesachim is brought on its own. Rabbanan savri mi debayim azevach mincha v'archach nesachim bifnei atzman nami mincha v'archach nesachim. The Rabbanan will say, well, why should it be any different? When it's brought bifnei atzman, when it's brought with the zevach, it's the mincha and then the nesachim. So when it's brought with bifnei atzman, it should also be the mincha and then the nesachim. V'Rebbe hasamu da'edi da'askel ba'achila gomer lo l'kulu milsa da'achila. Rebbe says, no, over there by the Zevach, since the Ola is burnt on the Mizbeach, which means it's Nechal by the Mizbeach, so we finish all the things that are re-eaten by the Mizbeach. The Mincha is eaten by the Mizbeach in the sense that it's burnt on the Mizbeach. But the wine is not burnt on the Mizbeach, it's not Achila. Aval b'fnei atzman, but when brought on its own, Nesachim Adifi, then the Nesachim take precedence, the wine takes precedence, hold the Mis'amra Shira Alayim, since you sing Shira Alayim. When it's brought with a Karban, so the Karban burnt is nechal by the mizbech, so you right away bring the mincha, which is also nechal by the mizbech, and only then you do the nesachim of the wine. But when it's not brought together with the zevach, so you do the nesachim first, because shira is said on the wine, and therefore it takes precedence. And then the Mishnah said, "Matanu shalom mizbech achitzon in ma'akev zuzu." The various matnos dam on the mizbech achitzon are not ma'akev each other. So says Gemara, Tan Rabban, Minayin l'kalan in Tan Rabban, Mizbeach Chachitzon, Shanasam b'matana achas, Shekiper. How do I know that anything that any dam that's supposed to be put on the Mizbeach Chachitzon, that if you do only a single matnas dam, even though it may require dalid matnas dam, meikar adin, but if you do only a single matnas dam, it already achieves a kapara, a person can get kapara, Shneim Rav Zdam Zvechech Yishafech HaMizbeach Hashem Elkecha. So from there we learn that even if you just are shofech once, even if you just do one Shvichas Dam on the Mizbeach Hashem, that already is going to accomplish the kapara that the person desires. Okay, Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah.